I'm Jill Griffin, and this is the Career Refresh Podcast. I'm a former media and marketing executive turned career strategist and strengths coach. I spent my career working my way up and through the ranks of global organizations and startups. And today, I show others how to do the same. Join me each week as we discuss the strategies to leverage your strengths, increase your confidence and visibility, and reset your career with actionable steps towards a finer future. Ready? Let's do it. Hey, my friends. Welcome back to the Career Refresh Podcast. I am your host, Jill Griffin. So last week in episode 59, we talked about how to successfully answer a question that you don't want to answer, right? You can't really dodge the question. You've got to give an answer, but how do you answer in a way that sort of protects yourself if that's what needs to be done, but you're still being able to give some sort of partial answer? And that is helpful for interviews, colleagues, senior leadership, or just a nosy neighbor, right? This week, I want to talk about how you can ask better questions so that you get better answers, which is ultimately going to save your own resources, both your mental and your physical resources, your manual labor. One of the behaviors that I often see when someone is newly elevated to a leadership position or elevated to a new role is that they really have to pause and figure out how to leave behind their old role and squarely step into their new role. And that requires retraining their brains and their overall behaviors as they take on this role. So when you start having reports, either new reports or different reports than you had previously, they may be less experienced and they be coming to you with questions that for you feel like an easy solution because you used to do that job. So you want to jump in because you're a nice person, you want to be helpful, and you want to solve it for them. But you take away their agency and you don't teach them how to think creatively and you don't train them how to be solution oriented if you're always solving it for them. And then you're training them to always come to you versus coming to you with thought out solutions. Maybe they're asking you, hey, I have three different ways we could approach this. What do you think is best? Is a very different type of exchange than someone coming to you and saying, I don't know what to do. What should I do? Right? Again, that puts that burden of labor back on you. So while you want to provide an efficient use, while you know the answer, I'm really going to encourage you to find both the short-term and long-term solution. The short-term solution gives them the answer, but the long-term challenge, as I just said, means that you're always on the hook. So when someone comes to you, after you resist the urge to answer the question, is you want to think about employing questions that inspire people to think in new ways and, you know, expand their vision, enable them to contribute to the organization in a different way. We can't always stretch all the way down to meet them. We want to find them somewhere in the middle. And your role as a leader is to create that capacity for them to do their job. So I'm suggesting that you ask questions that are open-ended, that help start a strategic conversation, because you're not looking for specific answers. So starting your questions with words like why, or how, or what do you think about? Those are the kinds of questions that set the stage for your direct reports to discover their own solutions and how they can increase their competence, confidence, and their overall accountability. So you want to find ways to help them be solution oriented. And I want you to think about a different type of framework for asking questions that will create value in multiple ways. So first, think about asking a clarity question. Something like, can you explain more about this situation or tell me more about what's going on, right? So it gives them an opportunity to talk it through and explain to you what's going on to help you see and seek clarity and then potentially get clarity by explaining it to someone else. You also then want to think about how can you build a relationship with this person or this team? So instead of saying something that's like a did you question, right? You ask a, how's it been going? How is this project going? The next way that I would approach questioning is to really help people think analytically and critically and asking them, you know, if we take this approach, what are the various dependencies and are there any, risk reward? What's the risk reward of taking this approach? The next way you think about it is you can inspire people to think in new ways by getting them to pause and challenging them with, hey, tell me why this worked. So they have to think through why the particular situation or solution that they're working on would actually work or why it did work. Then you want to think about how can you really encourage different type of thinking, really expand and stretch them. So asking questions where you may encourage them to think about it in another way. Can this be done in any way? What are the other routes and options we have here? And then you want to think about challenging their assumptions. So if you start to poke around and say, like, what do you think if we what type of thing might we lose if we're sharing responsibility for implementation of this process, right? Thinking about, are there any assumptions that are baked in that need to be challenged? It really is really, really simple. When you ask better questions, you help people develop their own ability to solve problems, increase their creativity, and their overall resourcefulness. And in my opinion, resourcefulness is probably the most underrated skill. So that is what I have for you this week, folks. But before I go, I want to know who is helping you build a successful career. Do you have a strategy? I'd be honored to help you. Check out the details in the show notes of where you can schedule an appointment to see if either my private work, my private one-on-one work, or my group coaching is the right path for you. All right, my friends, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for joining me this week, and I will see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Career Refresh podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast and you want more career and mindset tips, get on my email list by going to jillgriffincoaching.com. I'll also put that link in the show notes. But before you go, please rate and review this podcast as it helps me get the word out to people everywhere so they can also thrive in the workplace. I'll see you next time.